Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Monday to you. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour cosmic cocktail party. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Seattle to St. Pete, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. How are we doing, everybody? Week number one of the NFL season almost in the books. Tonight, of course, Monday Night Football. Then after that, we'll have Week 1 now into the past, but plenty of reaction to get to after yesterday's kickoff weekend. Man, oh man, we've got the blazing comeback by the Kansas City Chiefs over the Cleveland Browns. We have the New England Patriots falling in a home opener at home to Tua and the Dolphins in a divisional matchup. We have the Steelers, don't bury them yet, in Buffalo with an impressive victory. Mike Vrabel's team totally falls down in its face yesterday against the Arizona Cardinals in Nashville. The Green Bay Packers, woof. And Chad Pennington's going to join us to break down everything from week number one. Two-time NFL comeback player of the year, longtime veteran NFL QB. Chad Pennington will join us coming up in hour number four. Plus, we've got Momentous Monday, an inspirational story across sports, coming up in 40 minutes. And in 20 minutes, let's also talk about the college football weekend, because some incredible outcomes from this weekend around campuses and college football nationwide. So we've got a ton to get to this morning. I know you guys buckled up, sat down, stuffed your faces, kicked up your feet, and enjoyed week one of the NFL. And I know you've got thoughts. I know you've got takes. So hit me up with them. We'll take them throughout the morning. On Twitter's a great way to get a hold of me. On Twitter, DA on CBS is the handle. Follow me and tweet at me there. DA on CBS. On the phones, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Last night, Sunday Night Football took us to beautiful, palatial SoFi Stadium. We saw that last year, but without fans in attendance. And boy, with the fans there, the DJ scratching, the energy palpable in the building, obviously, SoFi Stadium is a sight to behold, and the NFL got what it wanted, didn't it? Boy, is that not just the storyline forever with this league? They get what they want. The price tag on that building, did I see that? $6 billion. $6 billion. Six with a B. Stan Kroenke's incredibly wealthy, one of the wealthiest owners in the NFL, perhaps the wealthiest. Stan Kroenke, he got himself Walmart money. Oh, yeah. This isn't some cute mom and pop. Oh, daddy bought an NFL franchise when they were worth $5. No. He bought into the NFL and bought into the NBA and bought into the NHL and bought into the Premier League because he's got Walmart money. And even he needed a loan to build that thing. So I would imagine the NFL is going to host a Super Bowl there this year and then pretty much like every other year for the rest of this century. Like every other year, I think we'll have an LA Super Bowl so that they can keep paying off that tab. But the league wanted a premier venue for Super Bowls and for events and for the NFL network offices and for a West Coast branch of the Hall of Fame, and they got it. That thing is amazing. But on the field, Bears and Rams. Look, the Rams have been good for the last 3 years under Sean McVay. The Rams have been a playoff caliber team. In fact, the Rams have been a Super Bowl team under Sean McVay's watch. But in that Super Bowl loss to the New England Patriots, obviously they were remarkably offensively limited. Perhaps the single worst quarterback game in NFL Super Bowl history. I think it was the worst in more than half a century of the NFL Super Bowls, the worst quarterback game in Super Bowl history. Jared Goff was a puddle that day. Even mediocre quarterbacking, and the Rams would have beaten the Patriots. That was a 13-3 final score, you might remember. So last night was our first chance to see if Matthew Stafford was a significant upgrade. Now, Jared Goff had plenty of good preseason games and plenty of good regular season games. I'd have to check on the preseason, considering that McVay never really wanted to play any of his starters in the preseason. But certainly regular season games, Jared Goff had plenty of good ones. But could he be great? And I think the answer was a pretty definitive no. So last night was our first chance to see if Matthew Stafford could be great. And at least for one night, against a pretty good defense, the answer was yes. It is where we begin your cold open.
A lot of stuff has to happen when you show that kind of pressure.
Play action. Wide open. Higby, the tight end. Third down and one. They go no huddle here. And that pass is caught, and it's cut. Cooper cut, spinning.
Getting to a new place and being able to come out, you know, week one, night one, and get a win and play the way we did feels good. A lot of work to be done, but it's definitely a good start.
Stafford gets the snap. He'll give it to Henderson. Plunging straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, L.A. A one-yard touchdown run for Darrell Henderson, and the Rams lead it 26-14.
To really activate all five eligibles, he did a nice job of being able to go where the ball, where the coverage dictated, and I think that's the most important thing. We can certainly build on this, but Matthew did a great job leading the way offensively. There was a lot of bright spots, but also a lot of things that we can look to improve on, and it's exactly what we'll do after this.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic,
it's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
You just heard Matt Stafford and Sean McVay post-game after the victory. Those play-by-play calls courtesy of Al Michaels on NBC and Ryan Radke on Westwood One. So final score, Rams 34, Bears 14. And I thought the true definition of how Matthew Stafford completes this team happened late third quarter. The Bears went on that long clock-eating drive, finished off by the touchdown of the RPO by Justin Fields. And that brought them within a score. It's a one-score game at that point in time, 20-14, with 3 minutes and change, 4 minutes and change left in the third. Okay, so the Rams now need to counterpunch. The Rams now need to answer. And it's that drive to me that you drill down on and say, this is where Matthew Stafford changes the Rams' reality. Because on that drive, leading 20-14, if you go three and out and punt away, who knows? Bears get the football back. They're down six. They've got some momentum. they just wore out your defense. Maybe they come back down the field, do it again, and take the lead. But in this case, Matthew Stafford didn't go three and out. He didn't throw a bunch of lame ducks. He didn't look skittish in the pocket like we've seen Jared Goff do. Stafford calmly and coolly goes right down the field and creates a couple of big chunk plays you just heard. He hits Higbee for a 37-yarder. And then also, after a few short passes, hits that pass to Cooper Kupp. He dives into the end zone. They end up marking him at the one because his knee is down to the forearm, isn't extended over the goal line yet. But they then give it to Darrell Henderson from 1 yard out in the 1 yard plunge. But there's about three throws in that drive where Stafford looks so composed. He understands everybody on the field with him. And he just ends up going right down the field in quick strike fashion to answer with a touchdown. And game at that point is over. 20-14 becomes 27-14. Bears aren't going to catch up. Basically, now we're into the fourth quarter and the Rams have opened up a 2-touchdown lead. That right there, I thought, wow, here's where the Rams are different. Because Goff under center, I'm not sure that he hits all of those plays, and I'm positive it doesn't look as smooth as it did there. I'm positive that that Rams offense does not look as in control of the moment. You heard Sean McVay say something there, which is very important. He activated all of the offense. Matthew Stafford last night didn't care which target it was. He was able to use all of them. He went 20 of 26, so remarkably efficient, for 321, three touchdowns, no interceptions, and was only sacked once by a ferocious Bear defense. His quarterback rating, nearly flawless, a 156 last night. He hit Cooper Kupp for 7 times. He hit Tyler Higbee for 5 times. He hit that Van Jefferson big play for 67 over the shoulder. There was the Robert Woods back of the end zone toe tap, which is more about Woods' footwork. But DeSean Jackson had a couple of passes received as well. He spread the football around. Stafford hit Kupp, Jefferson, Higbee, Woods, Jackson, and Henderson all last night. I thought it was just such a significant step forward for the Rams. Oh, this is what the offense should look like every week. Now, the Rams aren't going to go undefeated, but I said this when Stafford ended up with the Rams. I didn't care what the Rams gave up because Stafford was going to bring them MVP caliber quarterbacking. You know, in Detroit, sure, he had Calvin Johnson, and he also use Calvin Johnson to the point where Calvin Johnson had a Hall of Fame career. It's not like Matthew Stafford wasted him. But the Lions were always done in by questionable coaching, by a lack of completion in the offense, by a porous defense when it mattered most. And I think that Stafford, who was not perfect in his Detroit tenure, I think Stafford also probably suffered from trying to do too much, trying to be the hero, because he saw so many flaws around him that it was forcing him to have to play out of his skin at times. He won't have to do that now. Stable organization, stable front office, stable coaching staff. They know what they want to do. Stars on defense like Donald and Ramsey. Good weapons complete around him, wide receiver, tight end, running back. This is going to be a really fun year in Los Angeles. It begins last night. Stafford completes the Los Angeles Rams.
You complete me.
855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227 or on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, let's talk a little college football. There were some amazing outcomes, some head-scratching outcomes, and some incredible performances over the college football weekend. I never want to bury them because there's so much NFL to talk about. So I want to come back on the flip side of this and talk about what was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The single most impressive effort and the single craziest outcome could be two different things from college football's week number two. That is next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Morning. Enjoy your show immensely. I mean that sincerely, DA. I don't know what age bracket you're in, your 50s, maybe early 50s.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, if we keep playing that rejoin long enough, eventually she's going to be right. Glad you're with us, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. A little reminder that the DA show is always available in podcast form, so you can always check us out when you want to. That's DA On Demand. Full episodes, plus the best of the show, all 4 hours or a bite-sized version daily by going to your favorite podcast platform and searching the DA show. Subscribe, rate, and review. Starting tomorrow morning, we are in Boise, Idaho. That's right. The permission granted tour, part two. We are back in Boise starting tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow, I'll be doing the show live from KTIK. Live from their studios, The Ticket in Boise. But let me tell you, that's only part of the fun, because basically every day that I'm out there, starting on Wednesday, I am out there at a remote. And I'm out there a couple of days before Bogues, but Bogues are going to join me. And so you've got like, I don't know, about 13 different chances to check us out. I believe that's how many there are. We're on remote Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, and then we've got Thursday and Friday afternoon appearances with the afternoon guys. Friday, I'm hosting a one-hour Boise pregame kickoff show, which will air locally in Boise, and of course, you can come see that. And then Saturday, college football watch party before the late kickoff. So we have got a million chances for you to come out and see the show. And I will rip off and list those throughout the morning so that you guys know exactly where we are going to be. But you can also go to their website, ktik.com. I believe they should have all of the events listed there for us as well. Eventually, I'll tweet them out so that you guys know exactly where you can come see us. But I'm so excited. My flight leaves after today's show. I'll be out there tonight, tomorrow morning from the KTIK studios. And then off we go, and there's an adventure right from the chute on Wednesday morning, which I'll talk about. They're basically taking me 3 hours north into the woods. This is going to be amazing. This is probably the best reason why Mraz shouldn't come on this trip, because I'm not sure how he would survive on a 3 hours outside of Boise trek into the middle of the wilderness to go fishing. That's what they're doing with me coming up on Wednesday. And so, Mraz, I'm not sure you're cut out for that part of it. It's probably best that you're staying at home.
But it's not best. I would enjoy the heck out of that for 3 hours. Absolutely.
Oh.
Now is a question of whether I would have fallen out of a boat overboard or something like that. But no, I would have had a blast doing that, of course.
That's fresh water, though, by the way. Fresh water.
You know what? I would have brought some salt and dumped it in there and proved the point.
Okay. Okay. So college football-wise, Oklahoma State's going to travel to Boise State coming up this weekend. That's a huge game, obviously, because Boise State has never had a Big 12 opponent come through the blue turf, at least not in the regular season scheduled-wise. This should be a lot of fun, Okie State versus Boise State. In terms of the outcome that deserves the most attention from the weekend that was, it's undoubtedly the Oregon Ducks. It's undoubtedly what Oregon did to Ohio State on Saturday. Look, I was like everybody else. I will raise my right hand, swear to the heavens. I looked at the Pac-12 as a joke. The Pac-12 North certainly was taken on water. And the finesse Oregon Ducks were going to go to Ohio State and get their butts handed to them. Instead, the Ducks did the hunting. They ripped off 267 yards on the ground against Ohio State. 267, three touchdowns with an average of nearly 7.1 yards per carry. Now, when has that ever happened? An opponent comes in to Columbus and averages 7 yards per carry on the ground. The Ducks did it with creative play calling. They also realized there was a real weakness on the left side of that offensive line and defensive line for the Ohio State Buckeyes, who just simply could not get to the edge like they could using their speed. And they gashed them. They absolutely gashed them. And it was a sight to behold. You just never see teams go to Columbus and do that. And you certainly don't see Pac-12 teams go on the road and do that. So the Ducks, number one, saved the reputation of the Pac-12 at least for a week, but maybe all season, because number two, Oregon is now squarely in the college football playoff conversation. That may end up being, as I talked about yesterday on Sunday Morning Football, the single best win of the college football season. I know it's early, it's only week two, but is there going to be a non-conference win on the road that has that type of impact and made that type of statement? I don't think so. Of course, there's plenty of football left, but we're going to get into conference play soon. And once you get into conference play, that's a lot of familiarity. That's a lot of understanding the opponent. And so the upsets aren't as dramatic or out of nowhere. And this upset is as big as they come because, look, it opens up not only Oregon for a college football playoff spot and the Pac-12 finally to get back in for the first time in how many years, but also completely shakes up what we know about the Big Ten. Now, it's not a Big Ten loss, so this does not affect the Buckeyes getting to or winning the Big Ten championship. But after 2 weeks, Ohio State's played one good half of football. They were getting beat by Minnesota at halftime and then got drowned by the Ducks on Saturday. Is Penn State the best team of the Big Ten this year? Is Iowa the best team in the Big Ten this year? What a win that was over the Cyclones. They did it again. What happened on Saturday in Columbus is seismic because it changes the outcome of the Ducks, the Pac-12, and what we believe about the Big Ten all in one fell swoop. And boy, that Ohio State defense should be licking its wounds right now. That was a rough one. Also, one of, I think, the most notable outcomes of the weekend, Arkansas dominating Texas. dominating. Absolutely dominating, both offensively and defensively. Now, you've got to realize that Arkansas is coming off of multiple two-win seasons under Chad Morris, a four-win campaign before that under Brett Bielema, and last year a three-win campaign under Sam Pittman. That's four consecutive seasons of four wins or fewer for Arkansas. Here comes Texas, swashbuckling in, ranked number 15. Here's Steve Sarkisian, set to change everything about that program, right? Win over Louisiana, week number one. Coming into Arkansas, old Southwest Conference rivals. Little old Arkansas. Little old Arkansas was going to be picked off by the big boys from the next state over. And what happened? From Jump Street, Arkansas dominated that game. What a virtuoso performance by the Hogs. I mean, they ripped off big plays, small plays, dominated up front on defense, killed them on the ground as well. They just crushed Texas. So before we go ahead and say, well, Sark fixed Longhorns, no. And I almost found it quaint that Arkansas rushed the field after that game. I understand why they did, but believe you me, Arkansas, Sam Pittman's got you headed in the right direction. And you'll be beating Texas regularly once they come to the SEC. Hey, Longhorns, you want some of this? I know you want the paycheck, but you want some of this? Because that's Arkansas. So let's stack up also Alabama and Auburn and LSU and Texas A&M and Georgia and Florida. And you'll have all of them on your schedule as well coming up here next, in the next few years. That was just Arkansas. Careful what you wish for, Texas. Careful what you wish for. Sam Pittman has completely re-energized that program. He's a lifetime offensive line coach. He's a guy that bounced around the leagues for however many decades and ended up on Kirby Smart's roster, Kirby Smart's staff. And last year, you could just tell this was a different type of Razorbacks program. Three really close losses, three basically heartbreakers from a field goal or less, which could have made them a 6 or 7 win team instead of a 3 win team. And they just hung it on the Longhorns on Saturday night in Fayetteville. And boy, was that a party. Suey, what a party. Lots to get to this morning here on the DA Show. Lots to get to all around the league. The NFL's week number one, and our kind sir joins us here on the show to whip us around all of the action around the NFL and the world of sports. Yesterday, we had the U.S. Open Final. We had Major League Baseball's pennant races. So here he is, the great Andrew Bogish. Mr. Bogues, good morning.
DA, good morning. It's all sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. It's the one when you got to get stuff done. Drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, lasts for hours, tastes great too. 5-Hour Energy. So while we watched Matthew Stafford throw for 321 yards and three scores in his Rams debut, we also saw Andy Dalton get picked off in the end zone to start his Bears career. Dalton also made way on occasion for Justin Fields. The rookie QB completed two passes for 10 yards, scored on the ground. Dalton sounded like new dad Gordon Hayward when asked about Fields postgame.
We're trying to do and find ways to put the ball in the end zone. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of part of how we're going
to
play.
Sounds so excited to be splitting snaps. The yeah. Rams
Whoa,
won.
Oh, it's a girl.
Oh, it's a Fields. Great. It's a Justin. The Rams won going away 33-14 in their first game with fans in SoFi Stadium. The Chargers, meanwhile, went cross-country, won at the football team 2016. Washington also losing Ryan Fitzpatrick to a right hip injury. He's reportedly out multiple weeks, an MRI today to confirm the actual diagnosis. Russell Wilson with four touchdown passes in Seattle's 28-16 win in Indy. The Niners held off the Lions 41-33 after leading 31-10. The Eagles smoked the Falcons 32-6. The Saints embarrassed the Packers in Jacksonville 38-3 with Jameis Winston twirling five TDs. And Josh Allen and the Bills did not expect to be 0-1 this morning.
Obviously, it's not
what we hope for, what we strive for, how we wanted to start the season. That's why we're playing 17 of them. You know, we're not expecting to win them all. You know, we go into each game expecting to win, but we understand that it's a long season.
Allen sacked three times. His offense kept mostly in check in a 23-16 home loss to the Steelers. Week one ends with the Raiders hosting the Ravens tonight. To college football, those Oregon Ducks now number 4 in the AP poll. Ohio State drops to number 9 after their game. Alabama and Georgia 1-2 for another week, while Arkansas, BYU, and Michigan join the top 25 this week. Not one, not two, but three home runs last night from Francisco Lindor.
2-0 pitch. Lindor hammers one. It's deep to right. Gallo's back near the wall. He's at the fence. It is gone! Home run number 3 tonight. Francisco Lindor has put the Mets back on top.
And they stayed there finally, taking in their rubber game from the Yankees 7-6 after blowing a 5-2 lead. The highlight from Wayne Randazzo on Mets Radio. The Mets stay 5 games behind the Braves in the NL East, but are now 3 games away from a wild card spot. The Yanks, meanwhile, do not have a playoff spot at the moment. A game behind the Red Sox and Blue Jays for those two wild cards. Toronto thumped Baltimore yesterday 22-7.
Oh.
Toronto scored 44 runs over 3 games over the last 2 days. They have won 11 of 12 overall. No history for Novak Djokovic, a straight set loss to Daniil Medvedev in the U.S. Open final. So Djokovic does not get the calendar year Grand Slam. It's the first major title, meanwhile, for Medvedev. And MLS last night, LAFC top Real Salt Lake 3-2 on a late own goal. Those two teams now tied for the 7th and final playoff spot in the Western Conference. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Now, Mraz, I know that you were in the car driving home from MetLife Stadium last night, so you didn't catch the Sunday night baseball, but there were a lot of jawing between Lindor and Baez and Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton ties up the game late, and as he's trotting around the bases, ends up barking at the entire Mets infield. Both teams clear out, but of course in baseball, there's no actual pushing, shoving, or fighting. They just kind of jaw about it. But how about Giancarlo Stanton, like the most easygoing guy ever in the middle of the Subway Series? You know what? I think Giancarlo Stanton deserves an extension on that contract.
Yeah, I think we're good there. Here's an idea. How about the team doesn't suck for 10 of the last 14 games and fall out of a playoff spot before we start worrying about fighting with the Mets? Enough. The guy now wants to show heart and passion. Where was that for the last 3 years? I can't take him seriously.
What a terrible reality you live in right now, because the Yankees suck, and you just had to carve out an entire day to go watch the Giants offense ruin all over itself. I mean, what a nightmare that was yesterday.
This is rock bottom again. Here we are, rock bottom again. The Yankees stink. The Giants stink. No sleep coming with a baby. Check engine light in the car. You guys drinking in Boise. Basically the worst 2 week experience of my life is hitting me right now.
Heads. We got to talk more. we got to talk more about this Giants game at some point, because, ooh, woof. How did you sit through 3 hours of Daniel Jones yesterday?
Well, the irony is we talked about leaving with 7 minutes left. We did anyway. So I would have made it home if my wife went into labor, because I couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, that was awful. Absolutely awful. But when we come back, we've got your best inspirational story in sports from this week. It's Momentous Monday, and it's coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Smiling like Little Mo every morning. It's a Momentous Monday.
Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it.
I just think people should know that if you stay positive, everything will be fine. You just eat, drink, and breathe positive thoughts. That's all you gotta do, and everything will be good.
Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio each and every morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network, and listen to us on the Odyssey app. You can pause and fast-forward and rewind the DA show as you listen, so that's really cool. The free Odyssey app. Also, you can listen to us on the CBS Sports app. Our Momentous Monday story today comes to us from Ames, Iowa. because Nick Bassett has an incredible story. He was, and still is, an incredible Iowa State fan. But he was born with scoliosis and diagnosed with it, with a very difficult outcome from it. By the 10th grade, he was wheelchair bound. Now, it wasn't just scoliosis, other complications with it, but unfortunately, the lower part of his body was really mangled by the illness. And so he was in a wheelchair since the 10th grade. He's now 29 years old. He was having issues with his legs as of a couple of years ago and had infections all through it. The doctors told him that he would probably need both of his legs amputated. And obviously, this made a very difficult decision for Nick to become a double amputee. Now, he was a season ticket holder to the Iowa State Cyclones, Jack Trice Stadium, him and his family. And once he became a double amputee, had to, unfortunately, no longer go to the games. This was more than 2 years ago. Now, last year, obviously, was a COVID season where fans were largely not in buildings, but he was trying to fight back between the 2019 and 2020 seasons to come back for 2021. The Des Moines Register did a piece on him, and it caught Matt Campbell's attention, and Matt Campbell actually ended up calling him and telling him, man, tough times don't last, tough people do. And it gave Bassett a real juice, a real energy to try to fight through the rehab to come back. And he said, you know what, I'm going to attack this rehab. I'm going to attack every day. Now, this piece was featured on ESPN College Game Day on Saturday, so perhaps you would have seen Nicholas Bassett. But he finally made it back this year for week one in Ames, and said when he got to his seat, that bar that's in front of his seat, he hugged tight, because it meant so much just to be back in the stadium. If you saw the piece on College Game Day, you could see what type of inspirational, bright energy he gives off and the type of belief that he had to come back. And I just love that story. Unfortunately, the Cyclones could not deliver a win for Nicholas Bassett on Saturday. Iowa once again got him. That's six straight in this rivalry. Kirk Ferentz to the Hawkeyes might be the best team in the Big Ten. That was a huge victory and done impressively as well. But even though Iowa State could not rise to the occasion, Nicholas Bassett did. I love that story. He just kept saying to himself, I will, I will, I will. Positive reinforcement in his mind to get back, and got back to the stadium for this season. He's back in his seats. His family's got the season tickets, and you gotta love it. Remember that. I will, instead of I won't or I can't. Really powerful stuff. I love that story. Nicholas Bassett's a winner, even if the Cyclones are not. That's absolutely true after Saturday. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Rob tweets, DA, the reason Stafford went off last night is because he doesn't have Tyler Decker on his offensive line, taking absolutely ridiculous holding penalties, negating big plays. As a Lions fan, I'm incredibly happy for him. You know, I think that's the right way to play it. I really do. I think that's the right way to feel. Look, if you're a Lions fan, yesterday looked really ugly, really early, and even late with the big deficit to the San Francisco 49ers. But the Lions clawed back and fought back to make it a one-possession game, incredibly so. So the early return, at least through 1 week, is that Dan Campbell might have at least changed the fight level, the compete level for the Lions. From a Matthew Stafford standpoint, like I said, I think he completes the Rams. I think the Rams, the only thing that's really been missing over the last couple of years was elite quarterback play. And Goff was good, but not great. Let's face it. He was good, not great. He had a couple of great nights the night of the Super Bowl season against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football, stands out. But those are few and far between. Stafford's going to have those nights. 321 last night, three touchdowns, no interceptions, a couple of big plays. But also, as I cited, the drive when they are leading by 20-14, late third quarter, Bears had just ripped off a long touchdown drive. You know, that's the answer, that's the counterpunch that a championship team has. And I thought Stafford at times last night made it look easy against a really good defense. A really good defense. So certainly bright future right now, rest of the season for the Rams with Stafford, assuming he can stay healthy and that offense stays healthy. But they've got a great chance at getting to a Super Bowl out of the NFC. I got a lot of thoughts on yesterday's NFL action. But boy, oh boy, did you see the video, Mraz? I'm not sure if you were on Twitter at all yesterday, but I tweeted out this video that started to circulate of a sewage pipe breaking at FedEx Field. At the Washington game, there's an overhang in the stadium, and there just starts to pour water down from the overhang. A pipe had burst, and everybody scatters, and people are yelling, "Oh my God, that's bathroom water. That's bathroom water," and they're using much more colorful language than this. But this was water coming from some bathroom around the stadium pouring down on the Washington fans. They had to scatter, and they started saying, like, "I've got bleep on me. I've got bleep all over me." Could you imagine going to a Washington game yesterday and having sewage poured on you?
Well, there's a couple things I love about that. Washington has had so much trouble getting fans back in the building the last couple of years. Now fans are excited because they made the playoffs last year. They pile in and have, you know, poo-poo water dump all over them.
Yep.
Also, there were literally no fans in the building last year. This is your first home game. I know you had a preseason game. Can we make sure the plumbing works? How much were people going to the bathroom early yesterday that caused that kind of pipe friction?
Also, FedEx Field isn't that old. I mean, it's only, what, I think it's 25 years old, maybe. I think it was built in, like, 99 or something like that. I mean, this isn't Oakland. It's not the old San Diego Stadium. This isn't some, it's not the old Vet. It's only a 20-year-old stadium. And there's enough cracks in the foundation and pipes bursting to where poo-poo water is splashing down on everybody in week number one.
And what is the proper give back, right? If you were sitting in that section and you got poo-poo water on you, a simple, "Hey, we'll refund your ticket," is not good enough for me.
No.
There has to, I don't know if I'm getting season tickets out of it, but as far as I'm concerned, I went to your stadium and had poo-poo water fall on me. You're not refunding my $45. I need something more than that.
Oh, boy. FedEx Field has tweeted. Cap just found the tweet of FedEx Field answering. It says, "Quick update. Number one, it was rainwater. Number two, it has stopped. Number three, the fans are in suites enjoying the game."
Oh.
Okay, so here's the first problem. Home opener, kickoff opener, after they make the playoffs last year against an exciting team, the Chargers, and there's enough empty suites where you can just put an entire section into the empty suite. Oh, just shove them in that suite. Nobody's in there. They didn't even sell out the suites yesterday for the home opener.
Yeah, and it looks like the people they put in suites somehow have all new jerseys on. I wonder why, because it wasn't rainwater. They had poo-poo water. They had to put new jerseys
poopy
on.
Poopy doopy doopy. Doopy poopy. Do we believe that it was rainwater?
No. They have to take a dive there. They call it brown water. They got to call it rainwater.
Come on. Rainwater?
They need fans in the seats going forward. They can't call that rainwater.
It wasn't raining yesterday. Poopy.
Right. And if it was from rain, how far has this thing been backed up that you couldn't check all these pipes?
Yeah, right. This is rainwater that collected from, like, the floods of a week ago?
It's ridiculous.
It's still in the stadium? They hadn't drained that yet? How could that be rainwater? What? I watched the game. No, there was no rain in Washington yesterday. It wasn't raining.
So gross.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and is there more perfect symbolism than poo-poo water dumping all over Washington football fans? That's what's happened ever since Dan Snyder took over the team.
Diarrhea poop.
It's just been one large splash of poo-poo water all over the fans, the fan base, the city. And so now literally it happened. Literally the poo water came splashing down on their heads yesterday.
And now they have more poo-poo water and the Giants offense coming there Thursday night. Enjoy that.
Oh, that's Thursday night?
That's the Thursday night game. Daniel Jones versus the poo-poo water Washington team.
At poo-poo FedEx Field?
At poo-poo FedEx Field, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. So we've got that to look forward to. If Daniel Jones versus Tyler Heineken Light, because Fitzpatrick is out, if that's not enough to make you watch Thursday night, perhaps a burst sewage pipe is. When we come back on the show, what the hell happened to the Packers? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.